After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Nobody does it better. Nobody does it better. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be.
So I want to say thank you for letting me be myself.
Yes.
Again.
Yes. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. So welcome. Welcome, Broken Homies and After School Latchkey Kids.
Yes.
We are here. We are here. We are back. Double D and I, Woo. The staff man. We are here on a Saturday recording for you all for your listening pleasure. And today, we thought we would talk about early 90s and 2000s music videos.
Yes. So,
and the words of the immortal Smash Mouth, hey now, you're an all-star.
Yes.
Get your game, Sam. Go play. So, yeah, we're going to kick it off. I would like to start with one that was on my mind that kind of got me into this topic. And it's a video by a songwriter from Australia. A lot of you guys might not know, and some of you might know, her name is Kylie Minogue. And yeah. Kylie also played Cammy in Street Fighter, the live action movie. I think she was the only character that was absolutely right, outside of Chun-Li, who was played by
Ming-Na Wen.
Ming-Na Wen, yes. So that's who played Chun-Li. So Kylie Minogue, her video that I'm referencing is Can't Get You Out of My Head, which came out in 2001. And the reason why this video crossed my mind was because I've been working out at the gym and I use YouTube Music, and it allows you to either listen to the music or watch the video. So I just said, all right, it came on my stream because I was shuffling music. And I said, all right, let me listen to Can't Get You Out of My Head. It's a really good beat and it's good for aerobic activity when you're working out. And put the video on and there was Sexy Kylie. And I was like, man.
Your teenage boner came alive.
Yeah, everything came back. I was like, holy smokes. So I have been in love with this woman for a long, long time. And I just enjoy watching this video. My only thing about the video was just the angles, because they were very close to her face, which made her nose look a lot longer than what it was. So, you know, it was just some weird angles. But I'll never forget the ruby red lipstick and the curly blonde hair and the disco ball dress that she wore. And she had moves. She has moves because she is still with us. So definitely want to start it off with that one. Don, I'm going to pass it off to you. What video from the 90s and 2000s do you think stood out the most for you?
So, DMX, Party Up, 2000. That was my video that I remember. And that's when DMX was at the zenith of his, like, powers. Because he came out in the aftermath of Tupac dying, Biggie dying in 1997. And I've heard some people say this, and I kind of agree with it. It wasn't Jay-Z. It wasn't 50 Cent that saved hip hop in the late 90s. It was DMX, who single-handedly came out. And one of the videos he had was Party Up, which came out in 2000. And the video itself wasn't great, but it was basically a bank robbery. But you remember, well, of course the song is, they gonna make me lose my mind. I'm probably saying the lyrics fucked up. But yes, it was the video where DMX was in the bank that was getting robbed. And I guess he was the hero of it. But I guess in the middle of the bank robbery, he had to be the negotiator at the same time, because somehow he ends up with a walkie-talkie. And I guess his negotiating skills was talking about, they're gonna make me lose my mind. I don't know. It was a very weird video. But I'm looking at it right now. In the video, he doesn't look like the hero. He saves the day. He helps the security guard in the bank get out of the situation. But as he comes out with the security guard, he gets shot at by the police because, you know, he's black. So I guess maybe that's what makes him lose his mind. But it's not quite the Cisco video that comes out, I think, around the same time.
Which Cisco video?
Oh, the one that changed everything, John. Don't
act. Oh, Thong Song! That was my next video!
We'll talk about that because my video choice was pretty whack. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, no, dude, that wasn't whack. So, Thong Song, 1999, Cisco. So, the video starts out with Cisco on the phone and he's talking to the rest of his crew, and his girl and his daughter come back in from shopping, and what ends up happening is his daughter goes over to him and asks him, "Daddy, what's this?" And she pulls out a thong, and he looks at her and she shrugs like,
"Jesus Christ." Well.
So then it goes to the desert where all of Cisco and the crew are about to get on the tour buses, and they pull up to the desert, and Cisco's dressed in all white, the dragon himself, platinum, with all white on.
Lord have mercy.
The dragon himself, and he's got on these one-finger gloves with the rest of the fingers are out. It's just the thumb and the index finger covered. So he's doing his thing, and she's got dumps like a truck. That's like what?
What?
Baby, will you but. Say it again. She has dumps like that's like what?
What?
All night long.
Let me see your
song. Like that beat go da 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 da. Baby, make it go ba da ba da. So you have everybody who's popular in music at that time. So Redman, LL Cool J.
All the cameos, yes.
Cameos.
But why did this video, because I remember a while ago we did an episode and you said this video changed everything.
Oh my God, because dude, it was just butt everywhere. It was just as far as the eye can see. I mean, ass in the corner, ass everywhere. Method Man was in this too. Ja Rule was in here, and It was dope. And then there was the Cisco acrobatics. Where Cisco gets on top of the pyramid after they do the stomp, which shakes the ground. Every time they stomp, it shakes the ground. They get on top in the pyramid, and then it goes to a nighttime orchestra where he has these blue light contact lenses. So his eyes are glowing. All the girls got on glow-in-the-dark bikinis. It's probably the best video ever for me. Until the remix came out with Foxy Brown for the Nutty.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know who directed that music video?
I don't.
Joseph Kahn. You ever heard of that guy?
No, I haven't.
Well, apparently he's worked with Britney Spears, Taylor Swift, Eminem, Backstreet Boys, Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Because I remember Hype Williams was like the music director for hip hop in the 90s and early 2000s. But Joseph Kahn in 2003, he's the director of Eminem's Without Me video.
Yeah.
And he did Katy Perry's Waking Up in Vegas. But
okay.
I think in order for a video to be good, you kind of have to have a good director. And I think as time went on from the early 80s until I guess now, the value of that went up, because I think in the beginning it was just like, all right, it was all about recording the artist being like in concert. And then these music videos started having themes that were like very accurate to what they were talking about in their music. And then it just started just to become like an art piece, it feels like. But my number two music video was Nelly, Hot in Her. 2002.
Oh, yeah.
It changed everything. Man, I must admit, I wasn't a huge Nelly fan, but Nelly had a time where he was like the king of the South, and it was Ludacris, and then it was Nelly, and then T.I. and all those other people. But
yeah,
and Goody Mob and all those other people. But Nelly, Hot in Her, with the hot club. and the sweaty people, like everybody's dancing. That's what I thought when I was going to go to the club in college years. That's how it was going to look.
Yeah,
hot,
yeah.
Sweaty, surrounded by sexy women. You can't move an inch, but you don't want to. But I thought the music was going to be great. It's going to be
And you remember who the DJ was in that video? Cedric the Entertainer.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was the DJ in that video because he's from St. Louis.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because Cedric stopped DJing. He's like, the roof is on fire. And they're like, we don't want no water. Let this motherfucker burn. Burn, baby, burn.
But that's when, like, the advent of the video girl, the music video girl, starts getting really popular. And a lot of those girls, and this is before real social media like Instagram and all those and TikToks were even born, but before all those, you know, the social media that we know now, girls at that time, instead of trying to like go on social media, they would try to go in these music videos and get seen that way to propel them to like either more music videos or a modeling career or an acting career. But the 2000s, it just feels like it was a whole different animal when it came to female pop stars. Like, we had Janet Jackson in the 90s. We had Madonna in the 90s. Yeah. But it feels like 2000s, like, anything goes now, man. And
Hormones was bouncing off the walls. You had people in middle school and high school that were dancing and knew these lyrics. So, you know, I remember being in junior high. And the girls was coming in there dancing to Master P around Master P's time. Yeah. So you had that. So you want to do your next video or
Real
what?
Slim Shady, Eminem.
Yeah.
With Real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Please stand up.
Yeah. Please, all those clones. And then later on, he goes to like the MTV Awards. And he,
same thing.
Yeah, man. But that's when Eminem, he wasn't at his prime, but as far as like the new kid on the block, like for lack of a better word, the white hope. But of course, Eminem is way more than that. Like, he's like one of the legit, depending on your list, at least top 20 rappers of all time. Some people call him, put him number one. Some people put him in the top 10. I put him in the top 10 for sure. Pound for pound lyricist. But at first, Eminem was kind of like a comedian rapper almost. And all his videos were always leaning towards comedy for me. As dope as an MC as he was, the Real Slim Shady video, it had Kathy Lee in it, another comedian in it. And it was just like, shit was dope. But I think I liked his music videos at the time more than I actually liked his albums. I wasn't a hater. I got on the Eminem train a little later than everybody else. I took pride in Eminem because he's from Detroit, of course, and he always reps Detroit. But as far as like a fan, I became that a little later.
I got to get you before you forget. You said Kathy Lee, like Kathy Lee Gifford. It was Kathy Griffin.
Hey, I didn't miss a beat either. I just kept going on like I knew what the hell I was talking about.
I had to think about it because I was like, what's Kathy Lee in this video? Like, where was Regis?
Yes, I remember that video. And it didn't change the game. But I just remember thinking like, okay, we've had all this gangster rap and all these, you know, great artists lean that way. But then you got Eminem kind of doing it his way.
His own.
It leaned more towards comedic and more like an insult comic, capping on people. Yeah. Because in his videos, he was always capping on people. And it was funny. Yeah.
And he hated boy bands. Like, he would go off on boy bands.
Britney Spears and all the people in our video list. But it says that Philip G. Atwell and Dr. Dre directed that music video. But that was like Dr. Dre's comeback, too, was Eminem emerging after his Death Row days. And, of course, Eminem was signed to Dr. Dre's Aftermath label. So what's your next one?
My next video is Get It On Tonight by Montel Jordan. It was a video where he's wearing a white mink outfit and he's standing outside his Escalade with his girl who's in red, and she's like, you know, I gotta go in there. And he's like, I don't feel like really going in there. I know them your friends and all, but I don't feel like going in there. She's like, well, I have to go in. He's like, look, I'm not fucking with your friends tonight. That's what he said.
Whoa. So wait, this is Montel Jordan, you said?
Yeah, Montel Jordan.
What's the name of the song? I'm sorry.
Get It On Tonight.
Get It On. I'm trying to remember that. Get it on. Okay, yeah. I got it.
If it's all right, let's go somewhere and get it on tonight. I got a girl, but she's not. I forget what.
But you look good tonight. You look so good, baby. One on one tonight.
So his other girl that he goes and gets. Is I really like this girl. She was fucking hot, man. So both the girls were attractive, but this girl with the Maggie O haircut, he goes and picks her up. This is when two-way pagers first came out.
Yes.
So he hits her up on the two-way pager, like, yo, you know, what are you doing tonight? And she's like, nothing. And she's like, I wanna see you or something like that. And he goes and picks her up, and she comes out in this outfit, this white tank top, leather booty short outfit with a mink stole on, and he's like looking at her through the car like, ooh, shit. So they go, and she takes him to these different clubs, and then she start pushing up on him, and it's a really good video. So they end up spending the night together, like just the evening together, going to these different dance clubs. And yeah, I'm watching the video now.
I just thought about a video. This is like the year I graduated, 2002.
Yeah.
I got Gator Boo. I stay fly.
Gator boots with the pimped out Tootie suit.
Yes.
Ain't got no job, but I stay fly.
Yes. I wasn't a huge Cash Money fan, but I did like that song, Stay Fly.
Got everything in my mama's name.
The Big Timers. Yeah.
The Big Timers, yeah.
Yeah. So the Cash Money, Still Fly by the Big Timers. Yeah. That with Manny Fresh and Birdman. Yes. Man, my high school was addicted to Cash Money records.
You know what, dude? My middle school was like, it was with Mystical and all of them. Like, I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Well, Mystical was with not Cash Money at the time. He was with No Limit.
And then he left
No Limit, and then I think he became independent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But Stay Fly was 2002. I have fond memories of that song and that music video because that's all my friends play as we were graduating. I think our student trip was going to Cedar Point, which is like, oh my God, it's so lame. But
yeah.
It's basically Manny Fresh and Birdman. Yeah, it's just a day. It's just a day in the life of Cash Money Records, of ballers.
Yeah,
who are ballers like on a budget? They just, you know, Gator booze stuff is in my mom's name, but they still got all these fly things. You got Lil Wayne in the video. You got all of Cash Money Records. You got New Orleans in the video, and it just. Having a good time, man.
Yeah.
Got the Escalade truck. Oh, man, that used to be a huge thing.
Yes, that's what I was saying, because it was in the Montel Jordan video, too. White Escalade.
Man, they had the Dayton. They got the 20-inch rims blinged out of their minds. A lot of Gucci stuff, man. A lot of fun times.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you got? What's your next video?
All right, so next one, Let Me Blow Your Mind. By Eve and Gwen Stefani. So
she's from that came out. Yes.
Yeah. So that was 2001. This is back when Gwen Stefani was like in her punk girl, like rocker girl phase, and then she crossed over into the hip hop scene with Eve. She's riding on the back on the four wheelers. And they're like going to some club, some uppity club, and they come in there and they kind of take over the joint. So I think Eve was with the Rough Riders at that time, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was with Rough Riders from the beginning, I believe.
Yeah.
And then she just broke out and did her own thing.
Yeah. So they start going to do their thing. It was a pretty good video. So, yeah. So the video had Eve pulling up on a bike, and then Gwen gets out of this lowrider, and she ends up going with them to go to the nightclub or whatever. Gwen looked good, too.
Man, she always looked good.
Gwen has not aged at all, man. Like, she looks great. So, I mean, wow. Like, I was just about to say, like, with my Get It On Tonight video, I was like, if I could get 1 hour just being Montel Jordan in that video. Just 1 hour. You know, that's all
I do know.
If I could get 1 hour. And then it's like, now it's like Blake Shelton is living out his best life with Gwen Stefani. I love Gwen. And she always had the ruby red lipstick. Yeah, that was good. That was a good one.
Well, one of my favorite artists of all time, and probably at a different time in my life, was my number one rap artist of all time. He's not anymore, but Nas is One Mic. Yeah. I remember that video. I think Hype Williams directed that one too. Do you remember that video? One, all I need is one mic, not the jewelry. Yeah. All I need is one mic. And it was just him like in a room.
Yeah.
I guess in Queens, and he's just trying to profess his love for the music and just everything that has nothing to do with the glitz and glam of wanting to be an artist. And he was just saying like, I don't need any of this stuff. And then of course, you know, he does, but whatever. Nas, One Mic. Cause that was kind of like Nas's big return to hip hop, because it got to the point where he kind of went away. And then we find out later he was having relationship problems
with Khalees.
I think the one before Khalees. And then his mom was sick. I think his mom passed. He got with Khalees. And he was just kind of like fading, took a step back from music. And then Jay-Z called him out. And then we get the classic feud between Jay-Z and Nas. And I think Ether was on his same album as One Mic. And this album that One Mic came from was Stillmatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was 2001. It won Best Rap Video of the Year. And it was after September 11th. Oh, shit. Jeez Louise. Forgot about that. But maybe that's why the video was so solemn, too, because it was like right after September 11th. And that video, it wasn't sad, but it was definitely lonely as hell. He's just in the... The video then it centralizes a view of Nas reflectively rapping with a single microphone in a bare apartment room. While Nas is rapping, the video switches to a scene of routine police stops of four suspects, which quickly escalates to an on-foot chase of the suspects by police as surprised elder bystanders. What the fuck? I don't know. It's hard to follow. Anyway, One Mic. Yes, very sad-ass video. Thanks, Nas.
So... that's a good one. I'm going to go to 1996, artist Mark Morrison, song Return of the Mac.
Return of the
Mac. And here I am once again. But yeah, I like that video. Came out 15 years ago. Mark Morrison is in all black. You know, he's got the black gloves on with the chain and the sunglasses. And he's pretty much talking about this girl that wasn't paying him no attention and how he had to let her know I'm back. You know, like it was.
Was that really what it was about?
I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Oh, my bad.
I'm looking at the lyrics. Hold on. Yeah, so pretty much, he's talking to some girl who did him wrong or whatever. And yeah, so that's the video. So that was a good one, man. I really like that one. So do you want to do honorable mentions now? Because I got an honorable mention.
I don't have them. I think I might have missed one, and I feel foolish if I don't bring it up. Hey, y'all, Outkast. When you see multiple versions of Andre 3000, one strumming the guitar, some of them is his background dancers. But that was like, at least to America and around the world, that was like Andre 3000's like coming out party. Was
hell yeah.
That album making him a household name. And
The Love Below.
In the speaker box. It was a double album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. That put him on the map. And definitely this video. Hey, man. I still see that. I see that well after that video came out at the clubs. Like, it's just white people, black people, whoever you are.
Everybody.
Love the song, and they love that video.
I had a cameo by Ryan Phillippe. Ryan Phillippe. He's the guy who introduces them. He's like, this is Johnny Vulture and Dookie. And those are all Andre 3000's nicknames. But he's introducing all of them because they're going by those nicknames. And he's like, and The Love Below. And that's Ryan Phillippe, the actor. He has on the
I didn't straw even recognize hat. Him.
Yeah, so that's him.
The conception of the video is supposed to be like the Ed Sullivan
show. Beatles.
Yeah, when the Beatles come. And the end of the video, it blends that, and I believe The Way You Move is in that video, the song.
So I don't remember that, but The Way You Move was another good video, but I don't know if it blends.
It says, The Way You Move and Hey Ya was blended in on the same video, and it can be watched in either order. I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember that. Yeah.
I thought maybe they edited it differently and split it on some music.
Maybe it's on YouTube. I have to look. I got one more for you. This is my honorable mention. Song by Lunez and Michael Marshall. I Got Five on It.
I Got Five on It. Yes, the Loonies.
Loonies. So that's 1995. Song is about 4 minutes and 13 seconds long. And who among us does not have five on it? I know I do.
Well, I don't know about you, and I was just living in a bubble as a kid, but I did not know what the hell that meant. Like, what do you mean five on it? Five on what?
Yeah.
Even looking at the video, I still didn't put it together. Like, it meant five on the drugs, five on...
Yeah. You go,
a dime bag.
I didn't know that either, but when I got older, I'm just saying, like, it's so catchy.
Yeah.
And then when Jordan Peele used it for Us, it was a really unique kind of tune for that. And, you know, he's also done that with Candyman. He did that with Candyman, Say My Name. So
very good choice. Very good choice. Underrated, overrated Jordan Peele.
Oh, man. Come on, dude.
This is the After School Special Podcast.
How can I put this? He's in between because I don't want him to fall in the M. Night Shyamalan trap.
I think personally, M. Night bounced back. He didn't bounce back to his heyday, but he bounced back to respectability with like producing good shows. One of them was
The Servants.
The Servant. I really like that show. It's off now, but The Servant. He had another show on Fox with Terrence Howard that I didn't watch. But I liked the movie Old, but nobody else did. But what he messed up was the last movie that he put out, Cabin in the Woods, I think.
Yeah, that one I heard was not good.
Dude,
yeah.
It's based off a book. I didn't read
the
book.
But you said it was predictable. But you said it was predictable.
It was so predictable that I was like, wait, where's the twist? Because he always has twists. It was like, did I miss it? Because it lulled me to sleep. Because I kept trying to find where the twist is coming from. But I would say Jordan Peele is kind of like falling into that Spike Lee area for me. Peaked early, but now there's a slow decline. But
it's hard because everybody tries to compare his work to Get Out, and you just can't.
This is masterpiece.
You're not going to get that. Yeah. That's yes, it was. And you're not going to get that same type of magic out of him again. I mean, what did you think about Nope? Did you like Nope at all? Nope. I just saw it coming.
Nope. I mean, I was entertained at times, but then it was like, oh, that's really what it is. It's a big old cloud, alien cloud. Cool. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic. After School Special Podcast. This was a show about music videos that we enjoyed in the early 2000s and sometimes in the 90s because John cheats. So we do an Instagram live where we debate stuff and we talk to you guys directly. So you guys should do that with us more. It helps the show. We come up with ideas and you also get a chance to tell us what you want to listen to when we actually record. So After School Special Podcast on Instagram, After School SPE3 on Twitter, After School Special 3 on TikTok, After School Special Podcast.com is the website, After School Special Podcast on YouTube. Any final thoughts, sir?
Yes. Go out there and find some videos that you like and maybe hit us up. Let us know if we missed any videos that you may have liked. I know we didn't go into any recent videos right now, but I don't really watch videos as of late, with the exception of Dua Lipa. I like Dua Lipa, but...
Well, I like her, too. I like her music.
Yeah.
I like her... Well, the other stuff, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's something about Dua Lipa. Like, for the people who see this video, I'm blinking like,
We did the videos really like... that was memorable to our, like, early childhood. Well, not early. I would say high school days.
Yeah.
I think, like, yeah. right when we were about to graduate or right when we were going into high school, we kind of mentioned some of those music videos. No, we didn't really name the history, and no, we didn't really describe the videos on point. But we just kind of tried to do a fun thing by just mentioning the songs. And I think the music videos we mentioned help the songs, because sometimes the music videos was better than the song, but the videos were so good, it made you want to listen to the songs even more because you would think about the video. And at least that was it for me. Like, I wouldn't necessarily listen to Nelly Hot in Her if I didn't see the video, but not that it's a bad song. I just wasn't really listening to that type of music back then. I was listening to Nas still. I was listening to DMX. Listening to, of course, 50 Cent when he came out in 2003, Eminem a little bit, but Jadakiss, The Lox, etc., etc. But this is After School Special Podcast. We want to try to continue to be consistent with this. New episodes every Friday. Continue to chime in, listen to the show, listen to the old episodes, like and subscribe. But also, because we're trying to grow our audience, please, please recommend us to your friends, families, your pets, whomever, whoever, your teachers, whoever you think is going to get a kick out of this show. But I'm Double D, that staff man.
Yes.
Peace out, Lashkey Kids and Broken Homies. This is After School Special Podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Return of the... And here I am once again.